You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in.
I hope you had a fantastic week. Welcome back to all those joining us right here on Torah Anytime. So until today's shiur, until this week, I was looking for a Dvar Torah from the Chasam Sofer. But until I found this Vart that I'm about to share with you, I always thought that when it comes to your location, you know, you ever look on your phone, there's an app, there's an icon called Find My Location, and you could click on it, and it'll tell you where you are located on the map. You know, you go to it. There's even a website, and I even went to it, and I went to My Location, and it gives you your IP address, it gives you your latitude. Here, pull this up, My Location, latitude 40.0923, longitude minus 74, country United States, region New Jersey. That's not actually accurate because I'm not in New Jersey. Okay, that's a little awkward. But the point of the matter is they have, you know, that website might be messed up, but they have on built into a phone often a My Location. You can find out exactly where you are, longitude, latitude, the coordinates, you find your location. You might think, well, duh, you are exactly where you are. But what I'm about to share with you from the Chasam Sofer is a chiddush, because there exists a location, there exists a space that's beyond the longitude and latitude area and the physical coordinates that you might see on one of these location finders. There's an area beyond that. If you're confused, just allow me to explain. The Chasam Sofer says like this, you know, the Pasuk, the Parsha, the new Sefer begins, Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael, and these are the names of the children of Israel, of the Jewish people, Haba'im Mitzrayimah, who are coming to Egypt. Now, that word habaim is an interesting usage of words that the author of the Torah, Hashem, chose. Habaim means who are coming. I mean, these are names of the Jewish people who are coming to Mitzrayim. The Jewish people have been in Mitzrayim. The Shvatim have been in Mitzrayim for a zman rav, for a long time. The Chasam Sofer asked this question. Why use the Lashon Hove? Why not use the Lashon Avar? Why use the Lashon of now as opposed to a Lashon of past tense? What does it mean they are coming? Haven't they already come? That's the question that the Chasam Sofer deals with. And the Chasam Sofer says something absolutely amazing. You know, we think that the Jewish people, the Shvatim, were in Mitzrayim. He says it's not true. They were not in Mitzrayim. You see, the Jewish people, Yaakov, sent Yehuda ahead of them, and he said, go build a base medrash, go build a shul, go build a kehil, go build a base medrash. And as long as Yaakov Avinu was around, the Chasam Sofer says that it was ke'ilu that the Jewish people were not in Mitzrayim. Physically speaking, yes, they were in Mitzrayim, but spiritually, emotionally, aspirationally, if that's a word, in speaking in those terms, the Jewish people were not considered to be in Mitzrayim. And that's why the Pasuk says, in this week's Parsha, it says, these are the names of the Jewish people who are coming to Mitzrayim. Only now they're coming to Mitzrayim. Only now that Yaakov Avinu died, after Parshas Vayechi, when we know, when we're told of the death of Yaakov, only once Yaakov Avinu passes away, then the Jewish people come to Mitzrayim. But as long as they are with Yaakov, that's the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Eis Yaakov. As long as the Jewish people had Yaakov Avinu, Ish Ubesu Ba'u. Then the bias, the base medrash, the shul, the kehila came with them, and therefore they had the kedusha, like we know in halacha, a shul, a base medrash, has kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So as long as they had Yaakov with them, and this mentality of the base medrash, of the shul, then Eis Yaakov, as long as Yaakov was with them, Ish Ubesu Ba'o, the base medrash was with them. But now that Yaakov had passed on, Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael Haba'im Mitzrayim, Haba'im Mitzrayim, and now they are coming to Mitzrayim only now. This is a massive chiddush, because we thought all along, hey, the Jewish people have been in Mitzrayim. Chasam Sofer says, no, they have not been in Mitzrayim. They've actually been in Eretz Yisrael because they were connected. They had the Torah. Only now, once Yaakov went away, now Atimolehar, it's Osam, they started getting influenced and filled with the Gashmias of the land. It's such an important and powerful message for a Yid, and that is, we can be in the diaspora, we can be in exile, we can be in Galus, we can be in all of these places which we currently find ourselves. We can be in America, in Amreka, land of emptiness, we can be in all those places, but that's our physical longitude and latitude coordinates. We can realistically, we can emotionally, we can spiritually, we can aspirationally be in Eretz Yisrael, surrounded by Kedusha, in a place of holiness. We have to be connected to a Yaakov. We have to be connected to a Rav, to a Kehila, to a Beis Medrash, to a vibrant community. We have to be connected to the Torah and Mitzvos. And when we do that, so yes, we might be living in America, but we are thriving. We are essentially living on a whole nother plane that's not really in Galus. We are living in Eretz Yisrael, in Kedusha. David HaMelech said, "Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai." He was a plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "I want to dwell in the Beis Hashem all the days of my life." And the tefillah of David HaMelech on some level was exactly this. It was that no matter where I go in my life, my aspiration is to be in a Beis Hashem. My aspiration is to be connected to Yiddishkeit, to be connected to Torah, to be connected to growing things, to be connected to a Kehila, to a Beis Medrash, to a Beis Knesses. So no matter where I go, Kol Yimei Chayei, no matter where I am over the course of my life, no matter what physical coordinates, longitude, latitude, where I might find myself, whether the My Location app works or not, no matter where I am, in America, in Sweden, why I chose Sweden, I don't know, but in Canada, wherever you might find yourself, Shifti Beveis Hashem, you can be Beveis Hashem. You can be in quote-unquote Eretz Yisrael, in Kedusha. And perhaps this is also the Chiddush of the Pasuk. A few Pesukim later, the Torah tells us, V'Yosef Haya B'Mitzrayim, another seeming redundancy. Yosef was in Egypt. Rashi addresses this question. Yosef was in Egypt. Of course he was in Egypt. We know that. He's been in Egypt for who knows how many years, for a long time. So what does that mean, Yosef was in Egypt? And perhaps, based on what we're saying, the Chiddush is exactly this, is that it was still a Chiddush that Yosef was in Mitzrayim. It was still considered new for Yosef to be in Mitzrayim. Yosef Hayim Mitzrayim, you know, people looking at Yosef were like, oh, he's still Yosef. Yosef is still in Mitzrayim. It was a Chiddush that Yosef was still there, because Yosef had this mentality of Beveis Hashem. Yosef had this mentality of connected. He always had, that's how he was saved from Eishes Potiphar. He had this Diyukno Shel Avav. He was always with Eis Yaakov. He had Yaakov with him. He was connected to this Ruchnius, to this aspirational way of living. And it wasn't beyond. So the Chiddush was that, yes, physically Yosef Haya B'Mitzrayim, he was physically there, but he wasn't really there. He was so much more. He was beyond that. He was in a much greater space, a much greater realm. And he never forgot where he was coming from. He never got too comfortable in Mitzrayim. It was still Chiddush, Yosef Hayyab in Mitzrayim. Yes, physically he happens to be there, he happens to have a job there, he happens to work there, he happens to make his parnasa there, he happens to be helping out his people, he happens to be raising his family there. Yes, great. The Yosef Hayyab in Mitzrayim. But that's just physically speaking. He was just there, but he was really in Eretz Yisrael. He was really in Kedusha. He was really in a place of holiness and Kedusha. You know, there's a story of a chassid of the Rabbi Yeshua of Belz, the Belz the Rav, and the story goes: his student, he didn't have enough money. He didn't know what to do, and many friends of his had went to America. It was the place, it was paved with gold at the time, and it was a place where people would go. But he had so many friends who went, and ultimately they were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they had Torah and they had Ruach Nis. But once they went to America, they lost all track of that, and he was afraid to go. So he went to the Rebbe, he went to the Belz Rebbe, and said, "Rebbe, what should I do?" And it was a dire situation in terms of his family, and the Rebbe said, "You should go, but on condition that you write me a weekly letter, or a weekly or monthly letter, how are you doing?" And every month, the guy, the chassid, he went, and he would write a letter to his Rav, and he would say the hardships, and he doesn't fit in to America, and it's so hard. And the Rav said, stay. And the guy was making money. At a certain point, in one of his letters, it indicated that he was actually getting more comfortable. He started making some friends in America. People were getting to know him, and he was getting comfortable. It was at that moment that the Rebbe, the Belz Rebbe, said, "It's time to come home." And the guy, he listened, because that's what his Rebbe said. And when he got back to Galicia, he said, Rebbe, I don't understand. When it was hard, when it was difficult, you kept saying, stay, stay, stay. All of a sudden, when I wrote back that I'm starting to fit in, I'm starting to get friends, I'm starting to do well here, then you said, it's time to come home. Rebbe, why'd you say that? And the Belz Rebbe told him, that's because if you're starting to fit in, if you're starting to feel like you're not a newborn, then you know what? This is not the place for you. In America, you always have to feel like a newcomer. And if you're starting to feel like you belong there, then it's too late. Then you got to come home. And that's what I felt from your letters. I felt that you were starting to not feel like a newcomer. I felt like you were getting too comfortable. My friends, V'Yosef Hayim B'Mitzrayim. It's a chiddush. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Yes, we could be living there. We could be living in these physical areas. But we have to have these aspirations beyond that. We, like the Chasam Sofer teaches us, there can be coordinates that we live on that are beyond the physical realm. We can be in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, but from the true perspective, they weren't really in Mitzrayim. It was only once Yaakov Avinu died and they lost that connection, that's when Habayim Mitzrayim, that's when they came down to Mitzrayim. So, where Mashiach has not come yet, hopefully he'll come today, tomorrow, but as long as all the while that he's not here, we can learn a lesson from here, and that is to always be connected to Ruchnias, to be connected to our Shul, to our Kehillah, to Beis Medrash, to Yadas, to be connected to a Yaakov Avinu, to be connected to this Mahalach of Yosef, to Yosef HaTzadik, to Yosef Hayyav of Mitzrayim, to never feel like we truly belong here in Chutz La'aretz, but to always feel like a newcomer. And it should be a Chiddush of Yosef Hayyav of Mitzrayim. And after 17 years, after 20 years, it should still be Yosef Hayyav of Mitzrayim. This is never my homeland. It was always Yosef Hayyav of Mitzrayim. It was somewhat of a distance. Egypt and me, Yosef, Egypt, we're not together. I live here, yes, but I'm not there. That's not where I am. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength to be able to tap into this idea and be able to hold ourselves to what we truly are capable of holding ourselves to and living beyond the physical realm. Have a great rest of your week.